Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Lauren Langell. Hailing a cab may become a thing of the past in Columbia. But local taxi companies and city rules might get in the way. Uber, a ride-sharing service that connects riders and drivers through a smartphone app, is looking to expand in Columbia. Missouri Business Alert's Siddharth Vidnala went to see what people on both sides of the issue have to say.
Any type of competition is good. The people involved in the competition may find it rough to begin with, but I think competition for the general purchasing public is always good.
David Gilstrap owns Dave's Car Service in Columbia. He welcomes the possible arrival of the service. He says a complete overhaul of the city's taxi business is long overdue, and bringing Uber to Columbia will take the transportation industry forward. Uber is accepting applications for drivers in Columbia and Jefferson City. Uber spokesperson Lauren Altman wrote in an email that the business was exploring expansion in a number of cities and that residents across Missouri have been asking the company to come to their towns. But taxi companies and city regulators aren't thrilled. Angie Nickerson is an owner of Taxi Terry's in Columbia. She says Uber provides the same service as a normal taxi company, but exploits the loopholes in the law.
Competition is good, but when it involves, when everybody's playing by the same rules, and they are not playing by the same rules, which makes it very unfair competition.
Uber and other similar non-traditional ride-sharing services have often faced legal battles in other markets. Things like regulation requirements, insurance, and background checks have come into question. Some cities have even banned the service because of the disruption it causes with the traditional taxi service industry. A St. Louis regulation explicitly prevents Uber from operating any cars other than its premium service, which uses professional drivers and high-end sedans. Janice Finley, who handles taxi and other business licenses for the Columbia Finance Department, believes this type of service would have to comply with all current regulations a taxi company faces.
They need to provide insurance documentation, apply for a business license. All of their vehicles need to be inspected, and all of their drivers need to obtain a city chauffeur's license.
Finley also said a commercial car service in Columbia would need an office within the city limits and a telephone number. She says if Uber does operate without permission from the city, she'll bring it up.
I would contact our police department and work with them to monitor this type of activity.
For Siddharth's full story, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Sheryl Sandberg, Marissa Mayer, Mary Barra. These are household names in the American business world today, but this was not the case even 5 years ago. In 2014, 24 female CEOs entered the Fortune 500 list, a historic high. Gender diversity in leadership is a hot topic as more and more women enter the top tiers of business. Researchers with Global Leadership Forecast found companies with a gender-diverse leadership team tend to have more diversity in their thoughts and skills. They also find those companies are doing better in corporate governance and financial performance. But a gender gap remains. According to Forbes, the U.S. ranked 15th overall in terms of workplace gender diversity in 2012. Missouri Business Alert's Joanne Coca looked at the gender diversity in workplaces across Missouri. She spoke with many business leaders, specifically Ceci Rojas, president and CEO of Kansas City-based nonprofit Central Exchange. Rojas says in the past few years, she has seen the number of women CEOs and board members increase. She says one of the reasons is more women are getting their college degrees. Nationally, women make up nearly 17% of all U.S. board sets, but the top 50 companies in Missouri and Kansas lag behind the national average with only 7% female board members. In Rojas's hometown of Kansas City, about 9% of corporate board members are women. Although that number has increased in the past few years, Rojas says there is still room for improvement. Rojas's company aims to achieve at least 20% female corporate board members across the nation by 2020. Central Exchange is providing education and support for personal and professional development of women in business. Private initiatives like the St. Louis-based nonprofit Prosper Women Entrepreneurs aim to bridge the gender gap among entrepreneurs. Rojas says the number of such initiatives is likely to keep growing, but the challenge is the amount of capital available to fund these types of programs. For Joanne's whole story, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Lauren Langell.